Welcome to the Circle of Influence podcast, where our goal is to inspire and promote positive and candid conversations around the social, financial, and relationship issues affecting women. Our goal is to create an enabling and supportive culture for all brown girls to learn, be empowered, thrive, and prosper. Hosted by your homegirl Kay and B. Chanel.
On this week's episode of Circle of Influence, we will be talking with my homegirl, Temperance Griffith. She is the owner of Hustling Backwards, Virtue Tax, and Bookkeeping, and Tempted Brows. So I think we're closing this month out with a bang for Women's History Month. So I'm excited to speak with her today, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. I'm B. Chanel.
And it's your homegirl, Kay.
And this is Temperance. Temp, come on in. Tell us about yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
You forgot Girl. One of my businesses, though.
What?
Tempting Faces, the permanent makeup
studio. What?
Tempted Brows is the brow line.
Oh, my bad.
Girl, I know it's a lot. I'm you know.
Yeah. You got
my
a lot.
My uncle is Jamaican, so I think I take after him when it comes to jobs.
You are doing it.
Like Brandy said, I am the owner of Tempting Faces Permanent Makeup Studio in Homewood. I also have a brow product line called Tempted Brows. I have a tax business, Virtue Tax and Bookkeeping, and I have a small business consulting firm called Hustling Backwards. So, yeah. And I'm a mom of a 20 and an 18-year-old, and yeah.
So tell us I know you started out, well, I don't know what came first, you doing taxes or makeup, because I know you started out doing, you know, like a makeup artist, but I'm sure you were doing taxes before.
Yeah, so
then.
It all kind of how it worked out. I started doing taxes when I was 19, so I've always done them, but I never considered it as a business because I didn't have the information. Had I had the information, I probably would be very well off by now, had I known what I know now. And that's kind of what led to Hustling Backward, because essentially that's what I was doing with that business and just not knowing. And it was kind of like I started Hustling Backwards because I realized a lot of women, especially single mothers like myself, we don't have the information we need. We have the gifts and the talents, but we don't have the information we need to put them into play. And kind of led to Hustling Backwards and trying to make sure that I'm a resource to people who want to start a business or get their business legally set up, etc. So they kind of play together.
That's great.
So
what got you into makeup? Because I know that being a makeup artist, also that's what got you into the permanent makeup lane. So what kind of got you started there?
I've always loved makeup. I used to get put on punishment in middle school for sneaking eyeliner on. My mom.
Me too.
You weren't wearing makeup till you was in high school, but I still would sneak it on, and then my dumb self would put on waterproof eyeliner and couldn't stop before I got home. So yeah. And my aunt, my grandma on my dad's side, she used to take me to the fashion fair counter. And then on my mom's side, she was just always, her face was always made up, etc. And so I've always loved it. But then one of my close friends, Nadia, she's been a makeup artist for years. And so I used to go with her when she would do other people's makeup and just watch. And it kind of just turned into something that I just like doing. And then also I was like, well, I need another source of income because one ain't working. So that's kind of how that started.
And so that led you into doing the permanent makeup. Because I remember you did a live and you said that brows, like you initially really didn't to do the eyebrows.
Right.
And that has become like your signature thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, Tim did her brows. Yep, she did
that. Well, it's funny you say that. I know your work. The other day and she said, I went to Tennessee to see my sister and she was like, Temp did your brows. And I was like, in Tennessee? She was like, yeah, girl, she know. I was like, oh, wow. But so when I first started doing makeup, I was horrible at brows. And one of my closest friends was like, she's really honest. And she was like, yeah, everything looked good, but you got to do something about those brows. I don't know what you're doing, but it's not working. And so I always was really hard on myself about brows. I just did not like to do them. And so my client started asking me mm-hmm. about micro shading, and I had no idea what it was. And so before I invest a significant amount of money in anything, I'm a researcher. So I researched it for about a year before I found two of my trainers, and I was just like, okay, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. And I told my dad it was a really expensive class. So I took my whole income tax return and it still wasn't enough. And I was like, okay, Dad, I need you to go ahead and chip in the rest of this. And I said, I need to take this class. And it just took off from there. I you couldn't have told me it would go where it is now, but that's how I got into it. My makeup clients introduced it to me.
Wow. And I had mine done maybe about 3 years ago.
Yeah, you had microblading though, right? Yes, you did.
I have no idea. However, I absolutely do. I was like, what did she do? Like, I didn't even go back for my, like, the 6 week follow up for her to retouch them. I was like, oh my God, no, I hate this. And then I was like, I'll never do that again. But then I saw when you started doing them and I was like, oh yes, you know, and everybody brows doesn't look the same. Like, you really, really mm-hmm. do a great job with making sure that
well,
their brows
you.
Are appropriate
right,
for
I know
their
everybody
face.
Wants
right.
an Instagram brow, and, but I'm like, that's
and
not
to me,
for your face.
Right. And so that was really, really important. So I think that we see things or we see people doing certain things online and we think that they just arrived at this oh. place and they don't understand like the process. So
ooh, you're a busy lady.
Yes, a mom, you have several successful businesses and working full time. Mm-hmm. Like, how are
well,
you balancing
I'm always,
all of
I've
those
always
things?
Been good with time. Like, even when it's me and my friends meet up for something, I'm the punctual one. So, I'm very good with time management, mm-hmm. but everything happens for a reason. My kids mm-hmm. are older now, so I'm able to do what I do. But had this been given to me when I was younger, when they were younger, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So that has a lot, my age and the fact that my kids are grown basically plays a lot into how much I'm able to contribute to my businesses, because it's almost 24 hours, which I still make sure I give them their time, but they're 18 right. and 20, so they're not really studying. So, you know, even when I'm here, they don't, it's like when I'm at the house, they don't have anything to say, but the minute I walk out the door, my phone ring off the hook. But I've always made sure, like, I've been uh-huh. a mom since I was 17. So I've always made sure that the lines of communication with them are always open and that they feel comfortable talking to me. And they know I work a lot, but if they need, you know, their mama, they don't hesitate to say, okay, mom, I need you, you know, whatever, whatever. And so everything stops at that point. But they're very self-sufficient and responsible as well. Now, that young one, he has his moments. But so, but for the most part, it's because of their age that I'm able to do all that I do without, you know, dropping the ball on something.
Well, that's good.
Are you going to move into full-time entrepreneurship? Because I think you have your demands are becoming greater.
Because I know the reason why I haven't, to be honest, is because I'm trying to close on my house, and it's just easier to do with W-2 income versus self-employed. But as soon as that happens, I will be full time. I am.
Are you excited about that?
It's it's not something that I can't say I've always wanted to own a home, because I'm very modern. Like, I don't care about grass, none of that. I give me some concrete, you know, an elevator. I was good with giving me a loft downtown. Like, I don't need all this maintenance and all this kind of stuff. But the opportunity kind of presented itself, and I was like, you know what, why not? So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
What about full-time entrepreneurship?
I'm actually looking forward to that too, because it's going to be all on me at that point, which it kind of is now, but you know, mm-hmm. I have no excuses right at this point, and I have no distractions, because I still have to kind of block, because I'm only part-time at my permanent makeup studio, because I still have to block off time to make sure mm-hmm. that I do mm-hmm. my full-time work. So that'll be different, and I'll be able to change my hours so that I'm home more in the evening, because I work a lot in the evenings right now. But when that changes, I'll be able to move my hours more. Right. So I'm looking forward to that part.
And with that, you'll have more availability to take on more clients, correct?
Yeah, the last couple of weeks has been really crazy. Well, not just the last couple of weeks, but like, it's just been really intense the last couple of weeks. It's like people getting an attitude with me because I don't have any availability. And I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to do. I mean, I'm only off 3 days out the month. Like, what you want me to do? So that's been kind of annoying. So the more right. I have, you know, I'll feel better about it.
Because I saw what you posted about the lady who wanted to book in April. And I actually, it was a lady here that did brows. I was like, no, let me go to someone I know. And so I went to your calendar and started booking, and then I got busy and didn't. I was like, oh, I'll do it later. So I went back the other day to try to book, and I'm like, this girl don't have anything until June. And I was just like, I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, I wanted to go ahead and get them done. But that's really just like the price that you pay for not, you know, booking. And,
yeah,
and
I have that issue doing too. It like in my last year with my hair. Like I have my whole glam team, they be booked out, and I be so upset because the way my schedule works, I can't do standing appointments because I don't ever know what's going on with any of my businesses. So I have to just go in when I can, and they book, and I'm like, okay, now I know how my clients feel. So, you know, I'm just waiting till I can open up my schedule more. Yeah, I work on Wednesday through, I kind of set my schedule. That's, I'm a numbers person. So I set my schedule to where I can meet my monthly and weekly goal. But I only work Wednesday through Saturday at the studio, and then Tuesdays are for training, and then Mondays are for hustling backwards. And then the virtue, the tax business, I do that in the evening when I get home.
So you pretty much set your schedule to right, have yeah. certain times to work on certain businesses.
That's smart.
So how it really is, and that's something that I had to figure out. Like, you can't do everything. Because it's hard, you know, when you have multiple things going on, like, it is extremely hard mm-hmm. to pull all of those things together and to give all those things the necessary time that they deserve.
Not to mention,
to grow them.
You got to set you a schedule. Because I was working 7 days a week, like, with no off day, like, 2 months time before I was mm-hmm. even off.
Not to mention, you also train as well. As far as the brow, the brow,
yes,
eyebrow.
I do train, shading. Brandy.
Hush, you do. She trains, y'all.
And I keep check on my trainees to see what they're doing, too.
She does. And she's good. She's very professional, I will say.
I try to
very,
get my
very professional.
What I didn't have, you know, I love you both are. Of my trainees. But it was trainers, but it was a lot mm-hmm. of information that I had to find out on my own. And I'm the type, whatever it is I'm doing, I'm going to always research and find more information. So it was easier for me, but, you know, I wish I would have had a little bit more guidance. So I make sure that my trainees, you know, have mm-hmm. access to me, and you know, any questions they have, I can answer them and kind of give them the information. I mean, I didn't even know where to order a needle from. So, you know, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You provide a lot of information. On what to do, but after the class is over, that's it. So you got to kind of research where to order your supplies, who to order your supplies from. Like, it's kind of like you on your own now.
Wow. It has to be a shout-worthy experience to look back from where you started into where you are now, with how everything has blossomed and is still continuing to blossom.
It is, for you. Sometimes I don't even, like, I was talking to my, well, she's like my aunt. I was talking to her a while back, and I was like, sometimes I don't believe this is my life. Like, and I'm not a boastful person. Like, I'm not a flashy person. So, you wouldn't really see it on so... Like, I'm a silly person and I'm, you know... I'm kind of flamboyant when it comes to, like, jokes and stuff like that. But I'm not flashy. So, to do what I do and for it to be at the level it's at is... Sometimes I don't believe it. Like, it's... You know, is this really real? I had a moment because I didn't, like, I tell anybody, baby, I didn't been broke. I didn't have the count change at the Winn-Dixie count machine or whatever it's at, growing up with my boys. But part of it was pride. I mean, my mom and dad have always been 100% there for me. A lot of it was pride. I just wouldn't ask. But, going from that to it didn't really hit me until I had some work done on my car last year, and the guy was like, you know, it'll be $1,300 to get your car fixed. And I immediately flashed back to what I would normally do is call my daddy. And I really like, literally while I was talking to him, it dawned on me, like, I have that and it won't bother me to even spend it. And I'm just like, for real? And so that's when it really kind of hit me, and I started to have it, you know, like, okay, you need to really pay attention to what's going on right now, because it could, if you don't pay attention to it and keep track of everything, it will get away from you. And so that's when I realized, okay, yeah, this is really right. Growing, because when they train you, they tell you, you know, you can do this, that, and the other, but you kind of like, I'm just trying to do a little something, you know, I ain't even trying to do nothing. I never would have imagined it would be where it is now.
Like, it happened extremely fast.
Yeah, so I didn't realize it, especially, like I said, for it being a year of the pandemic and a lot of stuff was closed, it flourished, but all of my businesses did really well last year.
That's a blessing.
Exactly. I mean, which is, like, you really came out on the top of the pandemic instead of it being on the top of you. So what advice would you give to an entrepreneur that's really trying to, you know, like, push their business or just wanting to even get started?
I honestly would say, and it kind of annoys me when I see it, you can listen to all the advice and, you know, read all the books, watch all the videos, etc. But if you don't actually do the work, none of that matters. Like, if you know, you have to implement it at some point. And you just have to suck it up and do whatever is necessary. I don't like fluff and, you know, pointless conversations, get to the point, blah, blah, blah. So that's how I am with my work. Like, what are the results? Like, what are the results that I'm seeing? So if you have a business and you're not seeing the results that you want, okay, what is it that you need to change? Are you evaluating what you're doing monthly? If what you're doing is not working, what other methods are there? Because there's more than one way to get to somewhere. But that's a big part. Like, you know, memes and all these motivational speakers, etc., blah, blah, blah. Those are great, but are you going to implement what they're telling you? Are you going to actually do it? Like, I have people who, you know, even in my hustling backwards business, I tell them, I'm going to give you the information, but I'm not going to do it for you. This is your baby, so it is your responsibility to take care of your child. You have to do the work. That's how I got here. I did the work. I missed a lot of events. I missed a lot of going out. I don't don't really go nowhere now. But, you know, before the pandemic, you know, I was at work all the time at the studio, like, doing makeup all day and doing taxes all night. And it was, you know, I had to make that sacrifice because I know what I wanted. So, you know, if what you want to do, you'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what people don't understand is you've been doing the work for a long time. Right. They're just now,
yeah, like a lot catching of on to it. Just because I get messages all the time, which are great. Are they, you know, they say I'm an inspiration or I'm a, which, you know, in my head, Brandy, I mean, me and Brandon, we go way back. Brandon used to do my sew-ins, like, you know, tell me that. It's like, you know, I'm just out here doing me. I'm not even trying to, you know, be motivational or inspirational or anything like that. I'm just being honest and being myself. But I sacrificed a lot. You know, I had to let go of relationships and all kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, because I know what I'm trying to do. So you either got to get on board or you got to go. Okay.
So now that you've expanded, how are you going to expand as far as
I have needed an assistant growing. For a while. But I didn't realize how often I was on my phone until I had to go to the eye doctor because it started affecting my vision and my thumbs started like sore.
Oh, wow.
From emailing and texting and typing constantly and being on my phone. Like, I have a business phone as well. So I was on the phone, like I would be doing my work from my full-time job. Then I would go to the studio till about 7 o'clock. And then when I leave the studio, I wouldn't even drive off. I would sit in the car and I would respond to emails and texts and calls for like 2 hours. And I realized I'm still sitting in the car. And so then I would come in the house and then do taxes and respond to those people. And it was just like, okay, this is a lot. So I talked to one of my friends about getting an assistant because I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Because, I mean, I have to actually do the brows itself or the work or the taxes. So I can't stay on the phone with people all day and do the work. Right. So I was like, okay. Then it got to the point where I was not returning phone calls and missing phone calls. And I don't play by my customer service. So I was like, nah, this not going to work. So hopefully that'll start soon. Dee works in the studio as well. I kind of mentored her and trained her. So she's starting to get consistent clientele. And my biggest thing is it's not a competition. We do thing, you know, it's enough, like I tell people, it's enough brows right. out here for everybody. It's enough taxes. It's like I don't have mindsets. So
enough of everything.
You know,
right.
Even if, with people that I train, you know, I tell them all the time, you know, if you want to come to the studio, you can, you know. It's not a competition to me. So hopefully I do want to open a tax office within the next year. So I'm working on that as well. So that's my next goal.
Well, early congratulations on that, because that's going to happen.
Well, people ask me about taxes. So it really would be to train people to do the personal taxes, and then I would handle business taxes. But it's really to grow the business itself, but also make sure that the people that I train can gain the same knowledge and wealth that I have. So that's kind of the reason. It's not that I need, because I really at some point I'm going to stop taking clients for my tax business anyway. I know how a good hustle that is if you know what you're doing. So I want to bring people in on that so that they can do what I should have done when I was 19 had someone told me.
See, I worked at H&R Block and got a PPIN number and all this stuff, but so much has changed over the years, and I was like, you know what? No, I don't like it, and I didn't really want to keep up with it because it's forever changing, and I just didn't want to deal with it. So,
but you know,
took my hat.
And like I said, that's what it came about with Hustling Balance, because you know, I was 19, making $7. I think probably about $6 or $7 an hour doing taxes. And they were charging people like $500 and $600 per term, and me $7. And I had I knew what I knew now, you know, I could have had my own business been well off by now, you know, and trained other people to get their business together, you know, because I work for all of them, Jackie Hewitt, H&R Block, TurboTax, online assistance help, because it's just easy to me. I mean, I like numbers, but had I known what I know now, it would have been, my life would probably be really different.
Well, I think it's really...
Yes, because it was definitely
I think it's cool that you're creating all these opportunities for everyone else as well. Opening a door for some other people.
Yeah, I feel like that's cool. That's how I guess I just want other people to be comfortable. Like, to not have to worry about whatever.
Right.
I use your gift to get you where you want to be. So I just kind of help people tap into that.
And that's why the floodgates are pouring on you right now, because you see the bigger picture. You see that it's not all about you, and what you've learned, you're trying to share that with other people. So, like, a lot of people don't get that. Like, they get where they're going they, you know, continue to push, but they never want you to go farther than them. So everything that you learn and the knowledge that you gain from your experiences in life, you're sharing those with other people and trying to help them along the journey. So shout out for me for that.
Coming up, kind of my farewell to make up, I don't have the, like, people always ask why I don't do makeup anymore. And it's not that I don't want to, well, I don't want to do weddings that I don't want to do. I don't have the time. And so most people need makeup. They usually figure out they want it within a week or two of an event, or it's a last minute thing. It's not something that they plan months for. And my schedule always booked out at least a month and a half in advance. And so I think I've done makeup 6 times this year. Like, it just doesn't make sense to keep having to tell people I don't have any openness for makeup. I don't have. So, to me, it's just easier to not offer it anymore. So I'm doing the makeup and mimosas class to kind of get some of my old clients to show them, you know, how I do their makeup and teach them how to do their own makeup, you know, until they feel comfortable going to somewhere else. So that's kind of how that idea started, because they kept asking me, like, well, when you going to have, I need a one-on-one class. I need a one-on-one class. So I literally woke up one morning and was like, let me put this class together, and did all of that in one day. It was a lot, but, you know, I feel like I owe it to them. You know, it was their idea for me to learn brows, and now I don't have time to do their makeup. So it was like, let me do this for y'all. So that's what's coming up in April.
Okay, so let everyone know how they can book you find you on social media.
Permanent makeup is Tempting Faces Permanent Makeup on Facebook. and Instagram is Tempting Faces PMU, which stands for Permanent Makeup. Wait a minute. You know, I just thought about that. What? I gotta figure out what do you stand for? This FA. Permanent makeup. Girl, I don't know. Yes. Okay.
Maybe it's the up. Like, the up for makeup.
Okay. Like, artist. That's like, girl. Okay. So, yeah. Tempting Faces Permanent Makeup. So, it's Tempting Faces PMU Instagram. Virtue Tax and Bookkeeping is Facebook. That's the name of it. Instagram is Virtue Tax LLC. Hustling Backwards is Hustling Backwards on Facebook and Hustling Backwards on Instagram. And the Tempted Brows can be found on my Tempting Faces website if you need brow products.
Girl, who is managing all of
this? I'm a control freak. Like,
she does.
Wow, girl.
Hopefully I can relinquish some of the responsibility to my assistant now. It's just been me. The virtual tax and bookkeeping, you know, that kind of dies down around May anyway, just because tax is pretty much over. So I don't have to do much with that. With the Hustling Backwards, I have my schedule set up to where they can book a consultation on my days that I'm off from everything else. So it doesn't.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on today with us.
Yes, and congratulations on all of your endeavors, and we are so excited to see what you have, what the future holds for you. Like, I enjoy. Yeah, I really want you to cook, but that's another segment.
Don't cook. I mean, like, I have a couple of friends that do catering, and they're like, "Well, can you add your desserts?" I'm like, "When I'm gonna cook?
See, I just all I do is message you and ask you for the recipe. Like, I don't even ask you to do it.
I just send me the recipe. Last time I cooked, I probably cooked about 3 weeks ago. Luckily, he wanted to be a chef, so he cooked very well. And Kenny, he don't count. But I don't know. I don't have time. They be wanting me to make cheesecake. I got a request for like cheesecake this week, and I'm like, when?
Yes, girl.
Yes.
It's probably.
I tried to duplicate one of the cheesecakes you did. I was like, this is trash.
You should have just inboxed her, asked her for the recipe.
Girl, I was like, oh my God, this looks so delicious. But yeah, just congratulations on everything. Like, thank you for giving back. Like, so many people need
recognizing
that.
And so many people need to be there. In the wind, doing what I can. So,
all right, guys. We hope that you guys have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that we are available on all streaming platforms, and also there is a voice message feature on Anchor. So if you guys want to leave us messages about the show, maybe future show ideas, we would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And who knows, you may be featured on an upcoming episode.